How many times in the last 100 years have the Iraqi people or any of their governments attacked and bombed this country? Or the United States of America? The answer is never. Not once. And how many times have we attacked them? Well, we went into Iraq in 1914, when the dissolution of the Ottoman Empire was happening. Churchill was gassing the Kurds 60 years before Saddam Hussein. We were bombing them throughout the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s. Bomber Harris, who later went on to bomb Dresden and Cologne, practiced on the Iraqi villages. This is, or should be, common knowledge, but apparently people don't know about it. This country has pursued genocidal policies towards Iraq for the last 93 years. Saddam was an interlude, a bloody dictator, who was helped and kept in power by America and this country for 30 years. We and the Americans supplied him with weapons because it suited our purposes for him to fight the Iranians. Who, by the way, and here's another twist, Iran had a democratically elected government headed by a prime minister called Mossadegh in 1953. But the American CIA and the British didn't like him. So they organized a little coup and brought in the Shah, who was a fascist in exactly the same way that Hitler was a fascist. No difference. Eventually, the Iranian people managed to chuck him out. The result is there is now a theocracy in Iran. Not something that we wanted. In fact, it's probably not a good thing. But they had a democratically elected secular government in 53, and we destroyed it. There is only one reason for this war, and that is theft. Theft of their natural resources, just as it was in 1914. In 1910, we changed over our fleet from coal burning to oil burning. That is why we went into Iraq in 1914. And that is why we bombed them throughout the 20s and 30s and 40s. In the 20s and 30s and 40s, we tried to give them a monarchy. We gave them three kings. Oddly enough, the Iraqis weren't terribly keen on kings, never having had any experience of them. We gave them Faisal I, who they chucked out. We gave them Ghazi, whom they chucked out. We gave them Faisal II, whom they chucked out. Each time they chucked them out, of course, there was a revolution, which we put down with enormous bloodshed.